It's the final day of the college football season. Tonight, LSU and Ohio State play the national championship game. This year's bowl season started back in December. That's 32 games over 19 days. I think that's too long. Our sports brothers, Randy and Jason Sklar, might have a solution.
We can remember a time when New Year's Day was to college football fans
what a Golden Girls marathon on Lifetime was to the family of Rue McClanahan.
A day to park yourself in front of the TV.
In your pajamas.
With various chips.
And a plethora of dips.
And just lose yourself in the magic of television.
It was a day to shuttle between every game imaginable until you couldn't even remember who was playing whom.
It was a day to get fat on college football's finest buffet of games.
And a way to ease yourself past your vicious New Year's Eve hangover.
But sadly, that day is no longer with us.
You see, in an effort to increase revenue, these overly corporatized games have been spread out more than
Phil Spector's hair in a wind tunnel?
Yep. Each game now is featured on its own night, and we must wait an entire week from New Year's Day to see the top two teams in the nation battle for the national championship.
It's like celebrating Christmas,
but having to wait through Hanukkah to open the presents.
We agree with the critics. The Bowl Championship Series,
or BCS,
is broken.
In our minds, there are only two possible solutions.
Either they return to the old system of 15 games on New Year's Day and they make Keith Jackson call every game.
Whoa, Nelly, it'll never happen.
Or they shamelessly go all out and milk this bowl week extension and corporatization for all they can.
Here are some possible suggestions.
Bring back the Peach Bowl,
but move it to Easter Sunday.
Get Cadbury on board as the corporate sponsor and then start promoting in January
the Cadbury Chocolate Easter Sunday Peach Bowl.
By making available Cadbury's new chocolate peach in candy stores nationwide.
Or we say push the Orange Bowl all the way to July 21st. Play it in the northernmost city in the United States.
For optimum daylight.
And have Coppertone sponsor the whole affair. Call it the
Summer Solstice Coppertone Orange Bowl Night Day Game.
Who knows, if they time it right, the halftime show could be provided by the Northern Lights.
Not the 1980s Canadian supergroup who sang Tears Are Not Enough.
But the actual Aurora Borealis.
Why stop there?
Why not push the BCS championship game all the way to next New Year's Day?
They could pit the top team from this year against the top team from next year in an all-out calendarial war.
And in the unlikely event that the same team is ranked number one at the end of both seasons, they can make it an intra-squad scrimmage.
Call it the Apple Computer iCal 2008 BCS Championship Game of 2009.
Think about the lead time Apple would have to market this game on iTunes.
Hey, as long as they're considering stretching out this bowl season, why not play this year's Tostitos Fiesta Bowl in 10 years?
Call it the Reunion Bowl.
Some of the players will go on to play in the NFL.
Of course, some will become professionals in other fields.
But they will all reunite for one special game under the lights with a new sponsor.
The 2018 Facebook Reunion Bowl from 2008.
It's the perfect corporate tie-in because by 2018, the entire game will probably only be available online,
with residuals from halftime performances being granted to writers and performers.
That is, of course, if the Writers Guild and the AMPTP are able to reach an agreement by then.
But really, why stop there?
Why not play this year's BCS National Championship game 50 years from now?
Call it the Toyota Prius Global Warming Al Gore 2008 BCS Championship Game played in 2058.
By then, the polar ice caps may be entirely melted.
And we may have to play the game underwater.
But that could provide another opportunity for corporate sponsorship.
If we can get Speedo Swimwear to commit now, we might be onto something.
Futuristic advice from the sports brothers,
Randy and Jason Sklar.